on Haggai, dedicated to my grandson, Gavin. I started this back in April because he had to study and do a project on a book of the Bible. And knowing Gavin as I do, he chose Haggai because it only had two chapters. And I can guarantee you that he had no idea of the magnitude. And to be honest with you, when I started this, I had no idea of the magnitude of the two chapters in the book of Haggai. Now, I'm glad to let you know that he did get an A for the class, but that was over in May. But I'm not one to quit on a book. If I start a book, I'm going to try to see it through. And so we've been in Haggai since April. I'm sure that when there's been Wednesday nights, I've dipped into Psalm 119 or I've been preaching somewhere. But tonight's the end. So let's read the last few verses of the book of Haggai. I was talking and what didn't get my place, so bear with me. Again, remember, it's between the two Z's, Zephaniah and Zechariah. All right. Chapter 2 and verse 21, "Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots and the horses, and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother." Three times God says, "I will." You know what? That verse has never been fulfilled. But because God said, "I will," I can guarantee you that He will indeed topple all the thrones of the kingdoms of men, that He will defeat the governments of immoral heathens, He'll overthrow their weapons of war, and Jesus Christ will reign as King on this earth when He comes to set up His kingdom. He said in verse 23, "In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, will I take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord, and will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts." Now last week, we brought out that Zerubbabel is the signet, or the idea is the line of Zerubbabel, that line, that kingly line, is going to be fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Jesus is the King that God has chosen. Now God ends this prophecy of Haggai promising to be with the chosen King that He has appointed to rule, that He has appointed to overthrow all the kingdoms of men and to bring them to defeat and destruction, so that a righteous spiritual theocracy will be established upon this earth. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. It may look bleak now. Darkness and immorality and ungodliness and atheism and hatred and false religion and all kinds of evils. But Jesus Christ will conquer all. He will reign upon this earth. And by the grace of God, we'll reign with Him. And we'll see Him in all of His glory. You know, the prophecy in Haggai is supported, especially in the book of Jeremiah. And also, I was doing my devotions this week. Tomorrow I'll be finished with the Old Testament for this year. But I was reading Zephaniah. And it's a pretty amazing book. Zechariah's got all kinds of prophecies in it. But listen to what Jeremiah the prophet was inspired to write, affirming the truth that Jesus will rule on the earth. Jeremiah 3, verse 17 and 18. At that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord. You know, a president finally acknowledged Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Now, I'm glad that happened. But Israel right now is in unbelief. They're in darkness. In fact, in many ways, they are in such spiritual ignorance and have no longing for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all going to change when Christ comes again. They're going to look upon Him whom they have pierced. And this truth, Jerusalem is going to be the throne of the Lord. It's where Jesus is going to rule. It says, "And all the nations shall be gathered unto it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart." Can you imagine such a time upon the earth when Christ reigns and people don't walk according to the dictates of their depraved nature and their evil heart, but rather they walk according to the righteous rule of King Jesus? That's what's going to happen. In those days, now this is again, here's another prophecy that's never yet been fulfilled. In those days, the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel. Remember, the kingdom of Judah and Israel split during the days of King Rehoboam after the death of Solomon. They have never been reunited. But Jesus Christ is going to reunite them when He comes to reign. It says, "They'll walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers." I don't believe that the promise that God made to Abraham and to his seed has ever been nullified or turned back. They're going to live in their land. Jeremiah 23, 5 and 6. "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper." You know who that king is, right? It's King Jesus. "And shall execute judgment and justice in heaven." That's not what it says. It says, "in the earth." In the earth. "In his days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely." Has that ever happened? Did it happen in the first century? Has it happened since? Is it going to happen? Oh yeah, baby. Yes, sir. It's going to happen. Israel, even though that little sliver of a country is surrounded by unbelieving Muslims who would love to annihilate them, God still has that little sliver protected for now. And one day, Jesus is going to come back and reign. And all the nations of the earth are going to recognize Him as King. And Israel will dwell safely in their land. That's what Jeremiah says, man. And this is His name whereby He shall be called the Lord our righteousness. Rather than dismiss these prophecies by spiritualizing or allegorizing them away, we ought to rejoice in the purpose of God to literally establish Jesus as the rightful King over all the earth. He will reign for 1,000 years because the Bible declares it to be so. And those who have been redeemed by His precious blood, whether Jew or Gentile, shall reign with Him. It's recorded in Revelation chapter 20, verse 4 and verse 6. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with Him 1,000 years. This fourth prophecy of Haggai is going to come to pass. And I love the summary statement of Duane Lindsay in the Bible Knowledge Commentary. He said, appropriately, the last words in Haggai's book are the Lord Almighty, the Lord of hosts. The sovereign covenant God is able to bring about all He promised through Haggai. The temple will be rebuilt and filled with the glory of the Lord. The final Son of David will rule the earth in peace and righteousness. Therefore, God's people are to be faithful now to the task which He has called them. Now, I want to close with some practical observations that we can draw from Haggai's fourth prophecy. Again, to me, this is something that stands out throughout the entire book. Haggai faithfully carried out the instructions of the Lord. He fulfilled His prophetic office by declaring exactly what God wanted him to say. He did not attempt to add to or take away from the Word of the Lord. Now mind you, there are no more prophets today. The last prophets that God called and raised up were in the early churches before the whole of Scripture was canonized. But once the Scriptures were completed, there was no more need for direct revelation. All of the prophetic word is contained in this book. It's through this Word. This is how God speaks today. He doesn't do it audibly. He doesn't do it through dreams or visions. He does it through His inspired, God-breathed Word. God's not raising up men to tell you new things or new revelations. Beware of any preacher that gets up and says, the Lord just gave me something new. It ain't true. It's all in the book. That's where we've got to mine the truth out of it. We now have the complete inspired Word of the living God. Now preachers today can learn from the prophets of old. Preach the Word faithfully, consistently, depending on the Lord to make it effectual to the hearers, not adding to or taking away one jot or tittle from the Word of the living God. Just preach the Word. Secondly, God gave Haggai insight into the corrupt governments and systems forged by sinful man. It's interesting to me that his very last prophecy is telling you that one day God's going to topple every false system of government that is in rebellion against God. And with few exceptions, the kingdoms of men have been marked by sin cruelty, despotism, and violence. And God gave Haggai a revolutionary message that I think many regard as unbelievable. You look at the condition of the world today and you wonder, how in the world can there ever be peace on the earth? You look at the condition of the United States of America, divided maybe more than it was during the Civil War. Hatred, animus, deceit, injustice, cruelty on many sides. God's going to topple this government as well. King Jesus is. We're not right. We're not right with God. And when you're not right with God, you can expect the judgment of Almighty God. Because every nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. May God raise up a remnant who will stand in the evil day. People who won't back down or give in or compromise with the world and with atheism and with all of the perversions that are being rammed down people's throats. Let's stand for Christ. Preach the gospel faithfully, without fear or favor. But God gave Haggai a revolutionary message. There's coming a grand and glorious day when all the kingdoms of men will be defeated and crushed by the coming of the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. And our Lord will put an end to tyranny, to despotism and warfare when He comes to reign upon the earth. Despite all the convulsions of human governments upon earth, Jesus is going to set everything right. A day of adjustments coming to the earth when King Jesus will reign in righteousness and peace. And lastly, let us learn to never discount the prophetic Word of God or seek to make its meaning more palatable to men. No matter how incredible a prophecy may seem to be, let's just believe God. Believe His Word. Jesus Christ is coming in power and great glory to judge and to make war against all those who are against God and His kingdom. He will topple all the kingdoms of men. He will destroy them without remedy. And in the place of the sinful machinations of depraved men, a righteous king shall rule and reign over all the earth. And I can guarantee you that King Jesus will have no rivals. That glorious prophetic time will fulfill the petition of the model prayer as recorded in Matthew 7:10, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Even so come, Lord Jesus.
You know, it's pretty rare to finish up three books. I finished up Esther Sunday School, finished up 2 Thessalonians 2 weeks ago.